Chapter 14. Lord Celestant Tylos Stormbound. Boreas lives on at least, even though so many others are lost. He's delirious with pain, muttering and flailing at shadows as though surrounded by ghosts only he can see. He's struggling to walk, too. One of his legs drags awkwardly as we help him across the black rocks. Before we moved on from the lake, I asked him if he needed to rest, but he just stared at me in proud silence until we continued our grueling march. As we crunch over the blasted basalt, we make a very different sight to the army that crashed down onto the Bridge of Birds. Along with the warriors dragged skywards by the lunar storm, I must now count those we lost in the battle for the anvil and the retinues of paladins that were hurled into the lava attempting to defend Boreas. They will all find their way back to Sigmar's halls, but I would have preferred to have them marching at my side. Nearly half of my army is gone, and as we near the nomad city, I can't mistake the pale glow of an approaching dawn. Anger simmers in my gut, testing me, daring me to revive my barbaric past. It's as though part of me is still in a vaulted chamber, watched carefully by the God King himself. I will not fail the test. I suppress my rage and wave Castamon on, leading the lines of liberators with calm disdain. As Zarax carries me towards the city, I have the overwhelming sensation that I'm walking into a dream. After all the noise and violence of our crossing, these drifting ruins seem eerily calm. Strange, incongruous sections of rooms hang next to each other like an unsolved puzzle. If the scholars of the Celestial City are right, the ruins were left by a god. The fire of the spheres was still blasting through my bones when they told me the bloody history of this place. It's hard to imagine such violence now, as the warm breeze whistles through the drifting towers. But I can see the skull clearly enough. A vast dome of brazen metal flickering beyond the lip of the crater, just half a mile into the city. It's so big, I can barely comprehend it. Between us and the Realm Gate lies our final challenge. Waiting in shadows beneath the city is another host of Khorne worshippers. These aren't the bare-chested rabble that attacked us on the bridge, but lumbering red-armored knights, just like the unstoppable killers we faced at the anvil. And this time, they are not on foot, but are mounted on horrific steeds that I recognize only from the darkest legends. Juggernauts, massive hulking beasts, clad in plates of serrated steel and brass. As their riders sit patiently in their saddles, the metal creatures paw at the ground with blood-caked hooves, spewing gouts of steam and oil from the hinges in their flanks. The lead rider is the largest knight I've yet seen, and even from here I can tell that he is barely human. He has a pair of low, swooping horns jutting out of his forehead, and his eyes burn like a pair of tiny, dying suns. I turn to face my men and draw a deep breath, preparing to rouse them from weariness and despair. My words fail on my lips, unneeded. They're already preparing for battle, readying their hammers with silent, unshakable faith. They've watched their brothers be butchered, hurled into the void and boiled alive. And now they face an army more horrific than anything we've yet seen. But not one of them shows any fear. My breath catches in my throat as they raise their shields and form a perfect wall of gleaming Sigmarite. Drusus lands just a few feet away with his remaining prosecutors, and they drop to their knees in silent genuflection. The faces of my men may be hidden, but their nobility is not. I sit taller in my saddle and lift my chin. The barbarian in my soul slips away. "Look at them," I say, levelling Grius at the Red Knights. "How different they are from us! Can you feel their hunger? Their desperation? These aren't men. but animals, scrapping for dominion over a debased pack. They fight for power over their kin, and to hold these broken lands for their own. They fight for everything that is meaningless. Zarak starts to pace beneath me, pawing at the ground, sensing that the battle is about to begin. But you, my Skyborn brothers, I say, raising my voice, you fight for truth! They bring their hammers down against their shields, filling the night with sparks and noise. And for Sigmar, I roar as we advance.